Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. A part of the HUR Voices Howard University Radio Network Series XM 141 family. I'm your host, James Lewis. Always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. If you've listened to this show either on terrestrial radio or on HUR Voices, we've been on HUR Voices for over a year now, you know that I live in Nashville, and I spend my time between the Nashville, Baltimore, D.C. metro areas. And I'm constantly back and forth. And you know that I absolutely hate and detest the Tennessee Volunteers. Like, I can't stand the local college athletic program. People in Nashville and Tennessee are so obnoxious. The SEC is so obnoxious. I think Tennessee fan epitomizes everything that's wrong with sports, at least with football. They finally got a natty in baseball last year. They can't be disrespectful there. They won the national championship. But if you listen to local sports talk radio in Nashville and in Knoxville and in Memphis, you would think that even in Huntsville, because there are a lot of Volunteer fans in North Alabama, you would think that the Tennessee Volunteers were up there with the Crimson Tide, Notre Dame, Scum, the Ohio State University. You would think that they were one of the all-time greats, specifically in football. And Tennessee's brand, I've said over and over again, never trust a team that wears orange as their primary color. Because that team will always let you down repeatedly. Neon orange. If I'm playing a team that wears neon orange, I feel like I have a shot. Because that's how you chose to represent yourself. If you're going creamsicle, Tampa Bay Buccaneers 80s, and those are your colors, I'm not going to have the same level of respect for you. It ain't the Raiders. It ain't intimidating. It ain't even the Michigan winged blue helmets. But Tennessee fan, they think a lot higher of themselves and their program than they should. Obviously, they went to Ohio State in the playoff last year. And Billy Bob Skeeter and Bubba thought that it was going to be kneeling north. And that they were going to come into Columbus in 19-degree weather. And they were going to put the hammer on the Buckeyes, which to me was an absolute laugh fest. Because you're recruiting guys from Georgia and Florida. And I know Ohio State does too, but they're used to the cold. They ain't never played in 20-degree weather in December. It's not. I know it gets cold at Neyland Stadium, but not January cold. December, late December, Christmas cold in Columbus. So they got thrashed, and there's a lot of fallout from there. And where I'm going with this, Nico Iamalava, and I talk about NIL all the time, Nico Iamalava was a five-star quarterback that he was one of the first guys to get legitimate NIL money from Tennessee. So Tennessee gave him $8 million for 4 years. So he's getting $2 million a year. And when NIL, when we flipped the switch we've talked on this show, it started with the Ed and Charles O'Bannon rule where they put his face and his name and likeness on the cover of NCAA basketball way, way back in the day. This is like 20 years ago. And someone was like, hey, you can't just use my face because I played for UCLA. I'm going to sue you. And rightfully so. And we've gone to the other extreme where NIL, and I'm a supporter, I want the players to get their money. I think the players have been exploited. Coach Prime was talking about a cap for NIL. I don't believe in that. There's no other system in the United States which is about capitalism, which is about greed, which is about selfishness, which is about how much money I can make for me and my family so I can drive a nicer car, own a nicer house, get girls. Not like being 20 and driving a Lambo on campus. So I'm not against that. I think in any other walk of life, people can get as much money as they are able to command on the market. And you don't dictate your own value. The market dictates your value. That's for an elite college quarterback. And that's for me as a radio talk show host, healthcare executive. And that's for you, whatever you do for a living. Doctor, lawyer, small business owner. So I support people getting their bag. But what has happened, I think that the impetus was that just because you play college sports, you're not a slave. We don't get to use your image and you don't get paid for it. You're not our property. It has gone to the other extreme. And Nico Iamalava, he's getting two M's a year. You get into spring practices and before the spring game, and he shook down, allegedly, you know, him and his camp and the people, his handlers, people that are watching him, and went to Coach Heupel. Josh Heupel was a very highly touted quarterback when he played for Oklahoma. And they went to Coach and said, hey, we want to double up. You know, we signed up for two M's a year. I want four. And if I don't get my money, I'm not going to practice. I'm not going to play in the spring game. And I'm not sure if I'm, you know, I might hit the transfer portal. And Tennessee balked, and rightfully so, because Nico Iamalava is good, but not great. I mean, you saw him against Ohio State. I mean, this guy is not, he ain't no Cam Ward. I'll put it that way. He's not Trevor Lawrence. Patrick Mahomes wasn't necessarily great, and Josh Allen were not necessarily the top prospects. But this guy's not an elite prospect. I mean, he's probably going to play in the league, but Tennessee balked. They didn't give him the money, so he hit the transfer portal and ended up at UCLA, and he's going to suit up for UCLA. And I think that that's funny. And that's really, it really shows capitalism and the upside and the downside. The upside is you go out and get as much money as you can. The downside is a lot of us test the market. We think that we're more important than we are. We think we can get more money than we can get. We think that we can get other opportunities and open up this business and be millionaires and drive Bentleys. And that's not really the case. Very few people are in the top 1%. Very few people are able to do something that's special and groundbreaking. I wouldn't discourage anyone from having confidence in themselves, but you have to understand the room. You have to understand your industry. And Nico Iamalava left and went to UCLA for less money for a worse program. Because Tennessee, as much as I make fun of them, they're in the SEC. They're in the playoff last year. They're a 9-win team every year. They're competitive with Georgia. UCLA is a bottom feeder. They were a bottom feeder in the Pac-12. They're really going to be a bottom feeder in the Big Ten. They might play in the Rose Bowl. But I just think that is very interesting to start the show, how NIL and the transfer portal, it's not what it was intended to be. And I think at some point we're going to have to get an ombudsman. I don't want to cap the money that the player can make, but there has to be a commissioner. Just like in professional sports, you have a commissioner. There's some level of law and order and jurisdiction and bureaucracy, because even in the NFL, a player is not a free agent every year. I mean, imagine Patrick Mahomes. Every year he would redo his deal for a $20 million signing bonus. And he'd be making $50 million a year, and he'd be making $75 million a year. If he could renegotiate every year, that would be bad for the NFL. The NFLPA exists, that there's an inertia between them and the owners. But we got to get a handle on it. I don't love someone like Nico Iamalava. And they call him in Tennessee, Amalivia. I don't want Nico Amalivia and other players of that ilk to be able to say annually, if you don't double my money, I'm not showing up. That's not the spirit of college sports. That's not the spirit of athletics. That's bad for the fans. And in this case, it's bad for the player. Because a lot of times, these are 19, 20-year-old men. Their dad might be in their ear. They might have an uncle in their ear. They might have some pastor, a spiritual figure in their ear that's trying to squeeze more money. And sometimes that fails. And ultimately, as an Ohio State fan, I want guys that want to come to Ohio State because they want to play for Ohio State. They understand if they play for Ohio State and wait their time, they have a great shot of playing in the NFL and they want to play for Ohio State. I don't want it to be a complete free agent money grab as a fan. I respect the right to do it, especially African-American men, to have a chance to make money. If you don't think that people are mad that black men are making millions in college, then I have a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. We go from one extreme to where the Fab Five can't afford to buy their own jersey, you know, in the docuseries, which I don't really think is true. But when the Fab Five, when Jalen Rose is saying that, hey, we're at the mall and they're selling a Chris Webber jersey and I don't even have the $70 to buy it. We've gone to the other extreme that everyone's hands out every semester. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
My new car. Please bring me good juju.
You need good juju?
Juju Watkins.
Check this out.
Wow, that is good, but I just wanted to make sure my car has coverage.
Oh, you don't need me. You need, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A State Farm agent can help you choose the right coverage at a price that's right for you.
So who's up for some one-on-one?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
James Lewis.
Well, first of all, Stone Cold, I really like your style, the no-nonsense approach to wrestling. I think you could go far, except for one thing. I mean, what's with the swearing all the time? I think it kind of indicates a lack of creativity, a lack of imagination, and I think it'll hinder you in your future here in the WWF.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I think if you keep talking to me like that, and if you're in person here, I might hinder your life.
She's lucky she's on the
bottom line is, I say shut up. I say whatever I want, when I want, how I want.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Anyone can struggle with mental health. Your daughter. Your neighbor across the street. Your boss. Maybe even you. We want you to know there's hope. Because there's 988. 988 is more than a number. It's a lifeline to call or text when you need help and don't know where to turn.
Hello, you've reached the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
Call or text 988 day or night to get the help you deserve.